Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
I mean, you can leave in the part where I said, oh my God, if you're going to post this on podcast. I'm watching this video from CBS News, and I'll read you the post, and then I'll tell you what it is. But a man was caught on video trying to abduct a barista in Auburn, Washington. Yesterday, authorities are looking to identify him after he was seen grabbing the barista's arm through a drive-thru while holding a looped tie zip device. So he's in like a Jeep, and it's the footage from their security camera, and he goes up and she like reaches her arm out to like hand him a coffee, and he grabs her and tries to pull her through the window.
What?
And in his other hand, he has a bit, it's like a tie that, you know, like little zip ties that the cops, but it's much bigger. And it's black, because I picture the zip ties to be white when they handcuff somebody in zip ties. But he was trying to like get it around her like head.
Dang. Oh,
and steal.
Gosh, this is.
I mean, I just saw that when I was coming on, and it was, I was like, oh my God. And he didn't get her.
And then he leaves.
And then he drives off.
He dropped some cash.
There's money on the ground too. He's got a tattoo. But they're going to find this guy in like 5 seconds because he's got a big tattoo on his forearm.
There you go.
I mean.
Do you see that, Lunchbox?
Yeah, did he really think that was going to pull her out of the window? Like, I mean,
I guess maybe if you get her arm and her and around her neck,
and then he's still got to pull her in the car. I mean, I not very well thought out.
But boy, he tried, and he lost his money. Like, he went negative. He tried this and lost money.
I think his license plate's in the video.
This is not a good investment. We got his tattoo. He's down money.
He's done.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah, let me see if that license plate's in there. I think it is.
That I'm sure. If it's not right there, it's in one of them.
Dang, that's crazy.
Oh, he stops. Oh, drops some money. Okay.
Right there.
License plate. Oh, they'll be able to zoom in on
it's
that.
It's there.
Yeah. So, well, there's that. Our iHeart Country Festival, I always am anxious and looking forward to who's going to do it because we have to spend a lot of time with them. I'll be honest with you. We're there. We spend a lot of time with them. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it leading up to it. And I just like it to be people I like. And luckily this year, it is, like, for the most part. I guess it is all the way through. Like Luke, which is great. Kane Brown, Sam Hunt, which I haven't really seen Sam a lot.
No, it's been a bit.
Even socially, and sometimes I'd run into Sam, but I haven't seen Sam really much at all. L. King, I don't really know L that well, but other than that, Parker McCollum, Justin Moore, Jordan Davis, Mitchell Tenpenny. That's
cool.
That's good. Bailey Zimmerman's going to be a special guest. I'm going to host it. And so Capital One Cardholder Presale Tuesday, January 24th, so today's 17th. So that would be a week from today. Next Tuesday, 3 plus 4, 7, yeah. Next Tuesday, 10 a.m. Central, iHeartRadio.com/Capital One for more information. So we're excited about that.
And this guy's tattoo, they zoomed in on it. It says Chevrolet. So they're going to be able to catch him, I think.
Huh.
It's not like a dragon.
Yeah, I know it's words.
Yeah, so whoever the tattoo artist is going to see that and be like, oh, yeah, I did that on someone.
Boy, bold to try to rip her through the window.
I know.
Like, just go in. I mean, no, don't just go in. But I would think that would be easier.
Yeah, but.
This just seemed like a bad idea from the beginning. Like, that was never going to work.
There was a really strange situation in Iowa earlier this year. A woman thought to be dead was taken to a funeral home, but they realized she was still alive.
Stop it. Why did this keep happening?
Iowa, not New Delhi.
Yeah. Yeah.
The staff at a central Iowa funeral home was surprised when a woman who was believed to be dead turned out to be alive. The Ankeny Fire Department told KCCI its crews were called to the funeral home and crematory January 3rd. The fire department said first responders were initially called for a cardiac arrest incident. The crew determined the patient was not in cardiac arrest, and they began to treat the patient before they were taken to a hospital. The patient's current condition is unknown. A first responder can be heard saying, just so you know, the female was transported there deceased, and she is not. They are in the chapel, and she's on a cot. KCCI has received tips the woman was transported to the funeral home from a nursing home. The nursing home would not confirm any involvement. The facility manager, KCCI, yeah.
Goodness.
I mean, that is quite the commitment. If you're going to send somebody to the crematory, you're committed to them being dead.
Dead.
I wonder if there's protocol to like triple check, quadruple check.
I hope so.
Like, we've checked it 10 times, boss.
I mean, they probably do that little, what is that thing called?
They probably do pulse.
Scope thing?
Somebody obviously missed something.
Yeah, isn't that what you do, a heartbeat on that?
You check your hangy-bangy.
Hey, can I tell you something? I have never seen someone so angry as Eddie is that I call it the hangy-bangy. He's like, dude, you act like that is the real word. Like, in the room over there, he was like, dude, you got to quit calling it the hangy-bangy. That's not the word of it. And you just act like that.
No, I never said quit. It's just how he...
But he's so mad.
He says, what do you call it? Well, dude, not that.
Oh, he fights that that's the real name of it?
No one's ever called it that.
Eddie goes, that's not what it's called. And I'm like, well, then what do you call it? And he doesn't have a better word for it. So why is he so angry?
I think his irritation is, if I can speak for you.
Go ahead, please.
Is that you insist that's the real name for it,
yes.
And that he just gets irritated because it's not the real name for it. Like, I don't care. He probably doesn't care you call it the hangy-bangy if you just said, oh, we called it that when I was a kid. I guess I never learned the real name of it. Would you care if he said that?
Don't care.
But if he goes, what do you call it, idiot?
Yeah, he goes in there, well, what do you mean? I call it hangy-bangy. Whatever you call it, stupid, not hangy-bangy.
Didn't call yours stupid. I just said, what do you call it? And you go, not hangy-bangy.
Okay. That's when you say uvula. And then he's like, redo?
That's what it's called.
The hangy-bangy is kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm licking it now.
You can lick your hangy-bangy?
Oh, I can get my tongue all the way behind it.
What?
Oh,
no way, dude. I can't do that.
I cannot access mine.
You can't get to your hangy bangy?
No.
I can't get to my hangy bangy.
I don't even think I can touch it with my finger.
Yes, you can.
No, I'm not sticking my finger.
I can diddle my hangy bangy with my tongue.
No, you cannot.
Yes, I can easily.
What?
I can get behind my hangy bangy with my tongue.
Now that's talent.
That's crazy.
Wow, dude.
I can go in beside it. I can't go all the way behind it without touching it, but I can go beside it and slip my tongue behind it.
I'm gonna gag. Get anywhere close to it. I get to the roof.
And let me just call out. We're all calling it hangy bangy now. God,
it's fine. I kind of like it.
And I can really get behind it if I just go, and I can just set it in front of my tongue.
So can you also?
You can swing your hangy bangy.
Yeah.
Can you? So you can touch your tonsils.
I don't know. I don't know if I would know what it was if I touched them.
Do you have tonsils?
Next to the hangy bangies. The hangy bangy.
I don't have tonsils.
In the middle, and the tonsils.
Are you talking about the follow ballers?
That's what you call it.
Oh, I didn't talk about the faller ballers. Yeah, duh. Who can't touch their faller ballers? Can you do your tongue like a...
No.
Oh, I can't do that. I can do clover. A hot dog.
I can only do one.
Yeah, I can clover mine up.
Okay. That looks like a clam. You know, like the clam.
That's hereditary, though.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you gleek? That was a thing back in
school. Oh, I can never gleek. I always wish I could.
Only on accident.
I can gleek. I can gleek pretty good. I can shoot it across the room. I don't really want to spit everywhere. Yeah.
See if you can get Amy.
You're like a snake.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I am. And I hit. Sometimes at home, I just go hangy bangy all night. I give myself a solid hour of hangy bangy practice. Man, I have a lot. The billion-dollar ticket was sold. Lunchbox mentioned that.
Devastating.
$1.3 billion, but these stories are becoming so off. Yeah, it's not even a big deal anymore. It's like
and then they made such a. The news article was like, "Oh, if they would have bought it 1 mile away, they'd be $52 million richer because of taxes." Well, guess what? If they would have bought it a mile away, they wouldn't have got the winning numbers.
Yeah, I think they're not saying if they literally would have. I think they are saying if that store would have been a mile away because they would have got the same numbers because it's all a accidental
quick pick. Sure. I don't know if it was a quick pick or not, but...
What they're really saying is, a mile away, there's no taxes. And what a funny story it is.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's devastating.
Or there are taxes, but not the same. Yeah. Men with sports cars are trying to make up for something, a study confirms. A study has found a link between perceived penis size and interest in sports cars. Men were asked to rate... Well, hey, listen, I have a sports car. Mine's considered a sports car, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't feel like I'm trying to...
I don't see you obsessed with them.
I didn't know.
It's this guy right here.
I don't even really like it.
Lunchbox.
But it was... You couldn't find a car anywhere, and I wanted... Because I had an electric Tesla, and I wanted to not have that anymore, because Caitlin would get sick in it, and so it was the only electric other car, because there were no cars. It was that time when you go to a lot, and there were no cars anywhere. And I've been like, I don't even like this car. It's fine. It's fine. But other dudes are like...
You want to trade?
The other dudes are like, dang... Some girl, I was walking out of a restaurant the other day for lunch. Caitlin and I were, and she was like, hey, that car, what is it? I don't know anything about my own car. Like, nothing. And she was like, and she had a lot of like really intelligent questions that I did not know the answer to. And I was like, I don't know. It's electric.
That's all you know.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know anything about it. And she was like, oh, okay, cool, cool, cool. But so maybe subconsciously, but I didn't even want this car. But when I got it, I was like, okay, it's fine.
Now you're like, baller.
It's a nice car, but the sports part of it I don't like, because sports cars don't have spare tires, and I've popped tires just hitting a pothole.
Why not? Because they just don't have room.
Right? We don't have room, and we got to go fast.
It does have room, though.
But it weighs it down.
I put my golf clubs in there.
Yeah.
Abby gave me some cool stuff for Christmas, like... metal Arkansas, it holds all kinds of stuff. Why can you not put a tire in there?
No, because you have those in there temporarily. Sports cars aren't supposed to be hauling stuff all the time. You take your golf clubs out when you get home. Got to keep that speed up.
I don't think I'll have this car more than 6 more months. Wow. Just not between that. I love that.
Sounds like someone in here is getting a gift, guys.
No, I love that Hyundai Ioniq 5 that I drive from Hyundai. They give me, it's awesome, and I will go places and people will go, because I'll just drop it off the valet. They'll be like, what is this?
Yeah.
Because it's also electric. The technology in that thing is better than, I think, any car I've ever been in. I mean, it has, it's computer everything. So I probably drive that close to as much. I just want to hit a pothole. It's so dumb. So you know what? I'm not associated with penis size.
But right now you kind of are.
Nah, I'm okay. I feel good about it. I feel good about not having the car, and I feel good about my penis, okay?
Okay, good, good.
Again, a study has found a link between penis size and interest in sports cars. Well, I guess I have no interest.
Yeah, that's the point. That's what I'm saying.
I guess
saying.
So. I thought he just had one.
You're not obsessed with it. He is.
Lunchbox. That's fine. You can say whatever you want about my penis size if I got a Lambo.
But you don't have a Lambo. But
if I did.
But you still have interest and no Lambo.
Say what you want, whatever. Give me a Lambo.
When the team analyzed the results, they saw the men over 30 who... were made to feel like their penis size was below average, they wanted a sports car.
This can't be accurate.
Daily Mail.
Can't be accurate.
Science, man. Forget dad bods, the article says, from the Daily Mail. Women prefer men... No, forget dad bods.
Like, forget it as how? Like, what do you mean?
Women prefer men with muscular shoulders and if they're tall and have tattoos.
That's at first sight. Not in, like, when you get to know
them. Yeah, but this isn't spend 10 years with them and learn about them as humans.
It's not. Friend zone
like
first.
When they... Yes.
But Eddie says they love the dad bod, but he's the one trying to get rid of his dad bod.
So, no, I'm just trying to get healthy. I don't care about how my body looks. I think I look good.
That's a good...
Yeah.
That's a good little way to live.
Like,
that
I don't think
a
I
great
look
mindset.
Terrible.
Like, you're worried about, like, your overall health, how you're feeling.
Like, I play with my kids, and I start getting a little winded. I want that to go away. I want to, like, be able to hang with them for a while.
It will only get worse as you get older, even doing the same. Eddie was today, was like... Because Eddie came and worked out with me last week, and... He did great. And he was like, hey, let's do it again today. And I was like, but your hangy bangy sore.
And don't get me sick.
If your hangy bangy sore, I don't want to work out with you because I don't want to get sick. But he did come and ask me when you thought you would never want to do it again.
No, I think I'm just far removed from the soreness. Dude, and this time it only lasted like 3 days, I think. After the third day, I wasn't sore. The first time I really worked out, like I think 2-3 weeks ago, I was sore for like a week and a half. So improvement. And I've been thinking about it. I'm like, hey, I don't know. I kind of want to get back.
Did you go hard in Vegas to the point where you are, like today, mm-hmm. I haven't worked out in like 4 days. I just had a pretty busy weekend. Not just busy work, but Caitlin and I made a point to go do a lot of stuff together. And so do you feel like you went so hard that you'll be at a negative when you start because of Vegas?
Yeah, probably. I think I went backwards. Because, I even took shoes. I'm like, ooh, maybe I'll hit the gym when I'm in Vegas. Wake up early, hit the gym. Never got there.
Vegas is tough to hit the gym though because it's so far. Because I'll do that too, and you'll go, I'm gonna take some shorts and some shoes, and then by the time you go and get in the elevator and you go down and walk all the way across the floor, it's just a long way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's almost like doing anything in Vegas is further than what you think it is. And so I would do the same thing. Maybe I go one day.
Man, I thought about it.
And then I'm like, I don't know. What's Vegas, baby. Even though I don't Vegas baby at all. I'm like, you know, Vegas baby. Ray, you got alcohol poisoning in Vegas?
Yeah, I did. Final 24 hours I was there. I don't know what it was. I mean, they say alcohol poisoning is just too much alcohol.
Yes,
alcohol
no one poisoned you. You just drank too much.
That's what it is.
Right, but I mean, we're at events with 100 of our closest friends, and when people are saying, hey, do this shot, you're almost like looked down upon if you don't do the shot.
No. And sophomore year of college, maybe.
Yeah, at this event it was different, and maybe it was sophomore of college because, I mean, I was bad. I was like sweating. I had the room at 60 degrees. Baser was freezing. She had every coat she brought, she had on, and she's like, something is wrong with you. I didn't even think I could make the flight home. I like couldn't even walk. I was like shaking.
You drank that much?
Not that. It's just the amount of alcohol to food to water ratio.
But that's you drinking that much.
That's what I'm saying. And we'll talk about it next year. Maybe I need a little bit more selection of food. Maybe I need a bottle of water always there with me. I'll handle it next year with the handlers.
Ray, can I tell him about the panhandling?
I mean, you can tell whatever you want.
Man, he had a bad night of gambling. So bad that he hit his limit, and he started telling people, strangers walking by the gambling tables, you got Venmo? Man, I'll Venmo you money, you give me cash.
So what, you had a physical hard limit of money?
Yes.
And once you spent it, you were done. But now you were trying to cheat the system and send Venmo so your wife wouldn't know?
No. Wife can know.
No, he couldn't get in the ATM because it was locked out.
Said a personal limit.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I did get a couple people that were down for it. No, I knew strangers. One of them. But also, I would ask the stranger, and somebody's like, you know, that sounds like a scam. And I go, but it's really not because I'm going to Venmo.
It does sound
it,
like
right?
a scam.
Yeah.
He was like panhandling to everyone walking by it.
Well, but also, that's not really panhandling.
No, but he was just asking. Like, people were just like, are you serious? Like, who are you?
Ray.
What do you need to know?
You're still the same Ray. It's what's crazy.
No. My excuse is this. The voice is because the schedule was morning to night. We can show you the itinerary. It was insane.
It was a lot.
I mean, you...
But why schedule so much?
I wasn't in charge of it. But here's what I'm saying is, we would wake up, and it was a lesson of gambling at 10. At 11, we had a live podcast. At 1, we had a watch party for 5 hours. At 6 o'clock at night, we had a Ferris wheel that we rode around and drank. I mean, I'm like, guys, at what point did we have a break in the schedule where I could sleep? Next year, listeners get to sleep with us because I need a nap.
That's not bad, right?
Completely agree. When did you get home?
What was it? I left on Monday. I left on Monday morning. I didn't know what we were saying. But yeah, I left on Monday morning. I wanted to do it day later. Oh, I almost could not get on the flight.
I said this morning that show was taped, but it was all new material.
Yeah.
Got it. Hey, good job thinking about if you needed to cover or not. I like that. So you left yesterday morning.
Yeah, and I mean, Baser goes, do we need to push the flight back? And I go, as long as I focus, look down, I cannot talk to any people, I can make it to the airport, and then I'll just fake like I'm okay and get on the flight. And I did. Luckily, I was able to pass out on the flight, or it would have been brutal.
Did you vomit?
Oh, the entire morning. I mean, your body shuts down when you have when you have alcohol poisoning, your body's like, get that out of me. Ace, I don't care what you have to do. Get this poison out of your system. And I did. But then I had no food or water for 3 days.
But it's just you drinking too much.
It was. But I'm like I said, I mean, we stayed.
It's just you drinking too much.
Well, let me say this. We stayed at a place that had an Asian cuisine. That's not exactly my favorite type food. So for 3 days, I didn't eat. I mean, we would be at an event.
And you couldn't Uber Eats in food.
We did. I got Sonic. Thank God. Thank God somebody delivered Sonic on Vegas Boulevard because I didn't eat for 3 damn days.
Can somebody talk sense into me because I don't understand how he just didn't drink too much and that's what
this is. He is saying that.
No, he's eating enough food.
Okay, yeah.
But that's on him. He's a human being. He's an adult human being. Mm-hmm.
But we would go to an event and they had pizza. I had pizza a couple nights ago. I don't want pizza. And there weren't other options.
Well, I don't think this is the time to be picky.
There were burgers. There were
Lunchbox,
burgers.
Please talk some sense into me or
like all you
Ray.
Do is a menu. All you do is order.
But also, at times,
I mean, it's not hard.
But here's
and there's other restaurants.
I did.
Making it seem like he was in a situation where he just had to get alcohol poisoning.
There was a damn menu and the girl goes, ask whatever you want on the menu. And I said, let me get hash browns. And she goes, we don't have those. I'm like, they're on the menu. They only had 3 options.
So right then you knew, well, I guess it's alcohol poisoning.
No choice.
I'm a picky eater, so it was a tough situation to put in.
It's crazy.
Hey,
I went to a Mexican food restaurant in our hotel. Ray doesn't like, I guess you don't like Mexican either.
I thought y'all just had Asian.
One question.
No, there's other restaurants in the hotel.
Asian hash browns is all they had. Go ahead.
On the high roller, what food was there to eat?
No food.
And it was for an hour and a half, and that's when I needed food after drinking at the watch party.
But you can walk out if you don't feel great.
You can't. It's a Ferris wheel in the damn air.
It was 30 minutes.
It was 30 minutes.
There's nowhere to go when you're
90
locked.
Minutes in a Ferris wheel?
No, 30 minutes.
Then why did he say 90 minutes?
Because he makes things up.
We were in line. We were in line for 30 minutes.
You didn't have to stay in the line. Yeah, you could have gotten food.
It sounds like you got alcohol poisoning, you drank too much, and now you're looking for any excuse to not say that.
I couldn't find food or water in Vegas for 3 straight days, and that's why I got sick. <Okay. laughs>
Hey, you have to respect that he's sticking with it.
Yeah, Jeff, fine.
I had a blast. My wife was there. My sister was there. Friends from high school were there.
I mean, that's why you went so hard.
I didn't go hard.
Ray, what? Yes, you did.
Said.
You just said if somebody looked at you and said, well, I'll take this 19th shot in a row, you're like, well, I guess I'll have to.
Night one, in bed at 11. Everybody else went out till 3. Night two, in bed at 11. Everybody else.
Because you're passed out.
No, it wasn't. But then the schedule books up, and I'm exhausted. I looked at some of the people that were with us a couple times. And I said, I'm exhausted. I've got nothing left to give the team. Thank you. Mm.
You drank too much. Way too much.
All the events did have alcohol.
Yeah.
And it's a lubricant. I mean, to talk to people.
Now it's a different excuse. Well, man, it's a lubricant, man.
These are all people you don't know. And I mean, to social.
You said closest friends.
100 of them.
After the weekend.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't feel good.
It was just the final day. But yeah, other than that, I was fine. I felt great.
Well, that's still.
Oh, boy.
The final day he got hungry.
Being sick sucks.
It was one of those, man.
I hope you learned a lesson from it.
It was one of those alcohol poisoning when you're like, wow, what if I never drink again? Mm-hmm. That's a very likely possibility.
Or is it I'm never drinking again, but then once you're feeling better, you're like, I'm going to drink again.
No. Mm-hmm. As of right now, I'm never drinking again. Because that feeling was, I thought I might die for a second.
But you did dry January and you weren't drinking all January, but then like, I don't know, 4 days into it, you're like, I'm kind of wet.
That's when we met with Allie downtown, so I felt like I wanted to have fun.
But you meet with Allie downtown all the time.
I know. We hadn't done it in a couple months, though.
So. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's... Ray also bought property on Mars. Did you guys know this?
No.
You can buy property on Mars?
I don't know what Ray...
Sounds like a scam.
Gambler!
Sounds like a scam. Like so. What?
Go ahead. Tell them, and I want to be... Go ahead.
All right. I got an email, and it said you can buy... an acre, 2 acres on planet Mars. And it was a legit email. Everything was fine.
Well, of course, it's a legit email. You just...
There's a website. It's buy... Let me say it. Buyplanetmars.com. Totally legit. And for $35, they'll send you a deed. They'll send you a thing that says you own an acre on Mars.
I'll do it for $5. I'll send you a deed. It's something that says you own an acre on Venus.
But hold on. Then you can buy more. So I was thinking as a show, we can buy, it says 100 acres on Mars for $100.
Okay, I've done a little research. And how much did you spend?
$35.
On 1 acre?
1 acre, and that includes the deed and a couple forms that make it official.
So you bought an acre for 3 pieces of paper?
Yeah.
I mean, you paid $35 for 3 pieces of paper.
Well, and if it's worth something in years, then I look smart.
Well, hey, I can sell you some acreage on the moon.
Here we go, Ray. Article 2 of the Outer Space Treaty, because now we have, like, the Space Force, and here we go. Outer space, including the moon and other celestial bodies, is not subject to national appropriation by claim or sovereignty by means of use or occupation or by any other means.
Sure,
nobody can claim ownership of Mars or land on Mars or do so with anything else.
Dang, that's right. I mean, I'm on the website. I'm like trying to find out, okay, who owns...
It's a scam.
Nobody owns Mars.
You don't own anything on Mars.
It was fine. $35.
This is one of those things where you pay it and then you get to name, like you dedicate it to someone, sort of like when you buy a star and says, hey, I named a star after you.
But that star really is named after that person, though. Like in a database.
But who else have they told?
Yeah, but they've...
No, but it's in like a database.
You sure?
But someone over in France can sell that same star. Right?
I don't think that's true.
Oh, you don't
think
the stars get reused?
Uh-uh.
Oh, come on.
Wow. I don't think so because they're almost, mm-hmm. I mean, they're limitless.
Okay.
So, but with Ray, I think he just got straight scammed. And there's no data, nowhere does it say Ray owns part of Mars except for the legitimate email that he claims he got.
Yeah. But also, when I get the deed, maybe that says more information.
But the deed is just a piece of paper. I can put information on the deed. I can say you're 6 foot on the deed.
Oh my gosh.
That'd be cool, right?
And then it must be true, right?
6 foot, dude.
I mean, you talk about forging a deed. You tell me this company's just cool with doing all that?
Forging a deed?
Yeah.
You can make a deed for anything.
Well, then they got me for $35, but it's not
good.
There
are no
good
cancellations, returns, or refunds. Sorry.
I mean, are these people making money?
Well, yeah, they made $35.
Well, then
Ray,
we need to get buy planet.
It says you can buy
Neptune
land on Mars, $24.99 to $49.80. But also, it says, if you'll scroll up, Mike, it says, keep going.
Up or down?
To the top of the screen. It says, Article 2 of the Outer Space Treaty. Now, I got to be honest with you. I never heard of the Outer Space Treaty.
Who signs the other end of that treaty?
Star Trek.
Some alien?
I don't know what the Outer Space Treaty is, to be fair.
Okay, I don't either.
Outer Space, Article 2, including the moon. Yeah, we know. What is UNOSU? UNOOSA. Oh, it's the United Nations Treaties Outer Space. So it's something within the United... Oh, it is? It's the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs. This is a little...
Wait, so it is legit?
No. No, they're the ones saying it's not legit, right?
Oh.
Well, this one says that if you purchased it, this deed is only good on this website.
On the one Reagan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? And then if you would like to a post-mailed package or larger acreage, you need to visit buyplanetmars.org. So now that there's
But you can't. But then probably on that website, too, it's only valid on that website.
They're making double money.
Ray, you got a scam, buddy.
It was interesting enough to get me to do it.
Includes Martian deed with landowner's name, an amazing gift for the earthling with every... Okay, this is just...
If you go to .org, you can buy 50 gift. Acres.
This is a novelty gift. Loved by celebrities all across the universe. And they said, well, good for you, Ray.
And it's a Christmas present. You don't have any good ideas.
That's another not good idea, if you do that. Okay, let's see. I got a bunch of stuff from Ray here. He wanted to call Scuba. We never got to this. We meant to, but Scuba's here now. Because he thinks Scuba did something really rude to him. Uh-oh. Scuba, do you know about this?
I do not know.
Okay.
So I was sidetracked by this Mars thing here.
It's okay. Me too, and I'm sorry I dedicated that much time to it.
So for Christmas, Scuba got me these dope shoes. We did it during our gift exchange, and I just got to thinking about the gifts after the fact, and he gave me some cool lotion. I'm sure his wife helped him out with that. But one of the gifts was deodorant. And I was like, bizarre gift to give somebody, especially when we do mailbags sometimes when people are like, hey, how do I tell a coworker they smell?
That's true. That would have been sent. Yeah, that's good. I thought lotion and deodorant kind of fit in the same gift, like lotion, deodorant, soap. Like, all that is like a body wash type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. We do talk about that. Scuba, what was your intention?
My intention was initially because my thing is observations. I observed that Ray has a bunch of like little things here, like lotions and whatever. So I wanted to get him some things that me and my wife use on our face and our skincare products. So I wanted to get a bunch of different things for that. And there was a shortage on a lot of different products. And so it only came down to deodorant and two other things versus what I planned to get him. That's all it was.
So it wasn't he stinks?
It wasn't that he stinks, no. Not at all. Just that I like that deodorant. That was one of the things that I like and I use.
I got, and that's part of our luxury boxes, because Scuba got like the $300 Amazon gift card, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Another one of them was this really, really nice tie and a bunch of like hand soap, shampoo.
That's not luxury.
But it's really good stuff. Like, it's expensive. And then Lunchbox got that. And also, he ended up losing everything. But it was really good. So I have it all at the house. I kept it. It was the greatest thing that he didn't keep it. Love it.
Yeah. You can have it. Pile of crap.
But it's good for your skin, though. Like it helps you stay youthful and look good. There's nothing wrong with that. The sun is hard on our skin. We should take care of it.
Deodorant. There was some deodorant in there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Let me tell you, that says luxury like I've never seen. I can go to Walgreens. I see deodorant.
It's more expensive than the sun.
Yeah, the reason
Walgreens.
You don't have to like everything luxury.
That tie was expensive.
It was. It
you
was.
You could have taken all that and returned it to the store.
That's what he didn't understand.
You know how much effort that takes? Couldn't.
Not that much.
You could have. You could have gotten like $300.
Yeah.
To go to one store and drop it off.
Mm-hmm. They wouldn't give me cash. They'd give me store credit.
I don't think so.
This store is pretty good about.
You guys, I saw you did your bet at Sore Losers Convention.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
Where you take? Well, how much money do you take from everybody?
$100.
It was $25 from every. That was the limit. Oh. And we put $100 each. And we put it all on red. We ended up with like $4,000. So to start it off, we all come down the escalators and we all surround one roulette table. And I mean, last year they were all like, get back, get back. This time the pit boss is telling us to get loud. Get
same
loud.
One? Did he know you were coming?
No, different one. No.
Same hotel?
No, different
one.
And they didn't have any idea we were coming. We just showed up and here we are bombarding the table. And we're like, please don't kick us out. Please don't kick us out. And they were hyping us up. Let's go. Let's go. He was putting his arms up. They were loving it.
Do you think there's a, by the way, I don't think this, so I'm not going to get, it's not conspiracy theory, but do you think there's like something that they can hit?
I've thought
and
about
that roulette
this.
Well to make it if they really want it to be red or black. And
100%.
I only say this because once I had a friend who was doing something, and I'm going to be real vague about it, and he was doing something at a casino, and it wasn't one of the big, big ones. And he was like, hey, we're going to do this segment. And the guy was like, do you want to land on red or black? And he was like, what? He goes, do you want it to land on red or black? And he said red. And I don't remember how it ended up, but I think it, so I, that, to me, that was like, he could affect what it landed on. Now, this is secondhand.
Yeah.
And I also don't believe it, but I just ask if you do believe that there's something that somebody can push or touch to make that thing land on red or black.
Yes, I believe that when he sees all this money on red, they can hit that because they know the feeling it's going to give that group of people and what they're going to end up spending because they're so excited.
Correct.
About that win. So they wanted Sore Losers Coaches Convention to go off with, like, start off with a bang, and they were like,
you think they knew what Sore Losers Coaches Convention was?
Oh, they got wind of it.
I mean, there was 10 red suits surrounding our
table. Bones,
we shut down the casino when
everybody stopped dealing. Blackjack dealers stopped dealing. Everybody was watching.
Yeah, because you're so loud. Of course, I would too. If I see something like big jumping and excitement, I look over too. But anyway, I like it. I just wonder if they think they can, if there's something they could do to affect it.
I think it's possible.
So does everyone that works at a casino have to make some pledge or vow to never disclose?
I think only the pit boss can do it.
Yeah, I don't think every dealer, because that's probably called a dealer too, can do it.
I mean, because the dealer even looked at the pit boss, and the pit boss gave him the nod, like, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, do what?
Let's go with the bet.
Let's roll.
Okay, well, they put it on red, $4,000 from everybody there. Here's a clip. That's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people, and it's the second year we've hit this.
Yeah.
If we do this again, I mean, we're gonna miss it like one of these years.
No, stop with that negative attitude.
Why are you a year out already going, we're gonna miss it?
Right, because you know, I mean, what are the odds we're gonna hit this?
You've seen me hit it like 5 or 6 times.
I know.
Hey, and you know what? After we hit it, Ray goes, guys, we almost didn't get that.
He's like, it almost went in a black.
Well, it almost goes. That's the point of that. It always bounces out of one, right?
You didn't let me explain. In Vegas now, apparently there's 3 greens, which is horrible. It means you only have about a 46% chance to win at roulette, which is really not good. You need 1 green, which is in Europe, or some places have 2 greens. And so it was spinning around. It went past all the 3s and then stopped in a black and chilled in the black for a split second. And I don't know what it was, an act of God or something.
Hey, or was it
switch? Yeah.
Once it landed in black, the person pushed a button, it spit it out.
I saw it firsthand, and I was like, that was pretty insane.
Mm. Well, that's fun. Are you tired, Lunchbox?
Yeah. Exhausted.
When did you get home?
Last night at 9 p.m.
Man, you just push it, don't you?
No. Plane was delayed 2 hours yesterday.
That's pushing it.
No. I mean, there was rain, and then so we finally got on the plane, so the plane was late getting in, and then got on the plane, and then it was backed up, like with planes trying to take off. So I fell asleep, woke up, we were still there.
Oh, that sucks too, because you think you're maybe 75% there.
Yeah.
You're like, let me look out the window. Oh my God, the ground.
And I was like, wow, okay, cool. And so, yeah. And then when we got back, it took 45 minutes for the luggage to get from the plane to the stupid belt. Ugh.
Which, by the way, Ray has a pretty good idea about that. And Ray has actually come to the forefront with like ideas for Shark Tank that if he would was somebody who would spend his own money and do it, they'd be good ideas. The one about the app, the layaway drinks or whatever that was a good one. Even Barbara Corcoran was like, that was good. Do you want to tell them your new idea?
Yeah, so this one would be, it'd be just like Uber. You know how Uber, they'd take us on rides and stuff, but there's also Uber Eats,
Right, it's like, it'd be like Uber, you know, Henry Ford invented the car, and so the car drive,
We've heard of it.
Right, so this would just be a hybrid of it. It would be Uber luggage, and they would pick up your luggage and bring it to your hotel and all that stuff.
Or home.
And like, it would be a very cheap service, and you're not going to have to wait like lunch did for 45 minutes.
You go and you take a picture, before you go, take a picture of your bag and the identification, and then you just leave the airport and go home. And then you upload your picture to Uber Luggage, and they go and they wait for your bag to come out to bring it to you.
And what would really be awesome is when you go to Vegas like us, like a bunch of idiots, we're dragging our bags all around. Uber would handle all that. You can hit the tables, hit the casino. You have no suitcase with you until you get back to your room.
Like $50?
Uber Luggage.
Uber Luggage. Pretty good idea.
Not bad.
I mean, if they're going to go get a sandwich, why can't they go get the luggage? Or it's not even Uber. It's its own thing because you can't invent Uber anything, right? Because Uber already has.
Just so we knew in our heads what it was.
Yeah, pretty good.
It's not bad. There's security issues with it, but we'd have to get through the red tape.
You don't know.
No, I do. Because you had to, if you go get your pickup, your bag from one of those, like if you leave it on the belt and you have to go to the office.
That's why they're there when you land.
No, you're not listening.
As soon as you land, they have to be there and you see them, you're like, boom, I'm out. And they wait for it as you walk out.
Okay, fine. But that's what I'm saying. Airport security stops you. Like, hey, let me see your bag tag. Let me see your ID. Oh, it doesn't match.
Uber luggage. I got a picture of it right
here. That's what I'm saying. There's security that you're going to have to get through. You're going to have authorization to
do all
that.
Okay, you're just using words.
I'm just telling you.
I wouldn't want to lock my luggage, though.
And also, people take people's luggage all the time. Nobody grabs them. People just grab somebody's luggage and walk out.
No one's checking the luggage.
Nobody's checking anything. There's never security I have to go through with my luggage.
Nope.
Ever once.
No, that's what
I just like to tell Ray's ideas aren't good.
I'm just telling you.
I was so fascinated because I was at the Denver airport over Christmas. Like, everything you'd see on the news was all that luggage everywhere and nobody there to, like, I was like.
But all that security in case you do get one.
No. Anybody could have walked in and grabbed any of those bags and just walked straight out. No problem. I'm actually shocked. Maybe it did happen. I don't know, but it was crazy.
I got two other quick things from Ray, and then we'll get out of here.
It's going to be kind of expensive, too, because the person's going to have to pay for parking. That $50 is going to have to cover their parking. That's not going to be enough profit to do it. So you're going to have to charge $100 at least.
No, you don't pay for parking unless you're there for over an hour.
Over 30 minutes.
Oh, well, even 30 minutes. Great. Okay.
But if you're waiting for your bag, it's going to take 30 minutes because you got to get it.
Uber also has deals with certain places that if you work for them, they pay the airport in general overall, and they can park in those spots until they grab the person.
No.
Yes, they do.
No, they have a waiting lot that is free, and you drive up when your ride is.
Why do you want to? Listen, and raise Cheerios about his ideas.
If you're coming to me as an investor,
We're not going to you for investing anything.
This is what I do as a shark. I have to tell you what's wrong with your idea,
Ray. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
There's room for that service because I would pay for that. Like, if I have to land and go to work,
how much would
California?
You be willing to pay for it? I'm asking, how much is it worth?
$10,000.
Mm-hmm. See, now you're just being
And how
stupid.
Much would you have paid last night when you were sitting there for 45 minutes?
Nothing. I was just annoyed.
Okay, Ray says, since Bones and Jake's any pretty good friends, country star. What is this one?
Yeah, I just thought this would be interesting, a topic for the show, and then the listeners could see who we think as a country star we would be friends with. Because you and Jake have been chilling a lot together now, so I was like, I don't really see any of these fools with hanging out with country artists. Like, who do you guys see yourself that you could actually hang out with and be friends with? Because we work in the same industry, and none of y'all are friends with any of them.
But they're like country stars.
But, like, if there was one, who would you kind of see similar stuff?
Let me say this.
Probably Carrie Underwood.
What do you mean country stars? They're normal people.
No, I know, but they don't want to hang out with us.
Why not? I like to hang out with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because you're a fun person, and they would too, because they're normal people.
I'd like to hang out with Luke Bryan. I think him and I would be fishing all the time, going to the beach.
No, you're going on vacation. That's vacations.
What about hanging out?
Okay, but again, that's like a once a month thing. No, like normal date, normal
fine.
Friend stuff.
Picking the guitar in the backyard by the fire,
you
hanging out.
Okay, you and Luke.
Me and Luke Bryan, best friends.
Yes. I mean, that's a great. Luke's awesome.
Yes, and he's just so funny and happy, and I think we'd tell good stories and make each other laugh. Dude, I think me and Luke would be awesome friends.
You guys would be good friends.
Yeah.
Because I'm friends with Luke. I think you and Luke would be awesome.
What do you guys do? Campfire, backyard, guitar picking?
Mm-mm. I don't pick any guitar.
Like, what's... Well, you do dinner with some of these people.
Mm-hmm. I also don't talk about it a whole lot because I don't want to be the person that's like, whatever.
But if you're going to do it, what's the point of not talking about it?
Because like they're my friends.
Oh.
I don't care.
That's not why he's doing it.
Do you think I post a picture of Eddie and I every time we go out to eat?
No.
Well, that's different level.
I do pretty much post on Mike, though. Mike will be sitting across from me. Just take a picture of him and post it. What was the question?
I
don't either. He was yelling at me for something. And
I said, why would you not post it? I mean, that's the point of doing it. No. So people know.
But do you post a picture every time you go to lunch or dinner with your any friend?
But no one knows who they are.
But it doesn't matter.
No, it does. You got to show off your status.
That's not a status thing.
It is. If you're friends with Luke Bryan, that's a stat. That's saying, like, look who I roll with. Like, it's like, what up? Like, you're not going to show Timmy next door because no one cares about Timmy next door.
No one
will think it's cool that you're hanging out with Timmy from next door.
But I don't think everybody cares to show people that they're cool or they think they're cool.
Mm. Okay. That's why we have social media.
Social media is actually a way to
show you're cool.
Or having fun.
Let people into your life.
See the
there
highlights.
We go. There we go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you pick Luke Bryan?
Absolutely. That's
I
my
heard
dude.
Lunchbox yell Carrie Underwood and I moved away.
Yeah. Yep. What?
Okay.
Why?
Well, you think
what
you
would
and
you guys do?
Would be good friends.
We both have kids.
And she has a husband.
Yeah. And I have a wife. So what?
So what are y'all going to do?
Yeah. What do y'all do?
Hang out.
Work
let our
out.
Kids play. Yeah. Talk about life. Sing by the campfire.
You think you guys are such similar personalities.
Yeah, go to hockey games together.
To watch her husband.
He doesn't play anymore, but yeah.
That's true. He doesn't play anymore. Okay.
So, Ion's pretty perfect.
Okay. Amy?
I mean, we have to pick someone?
Yeah, it was Ray's question, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I could... Kimberly and Karen.
Oh, that's good. From Little Big Town.
Yeah.
They seem fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who would I pick, though?
Well, you already, have those friends.
No, but I'm talking about that I don't. Like, who would I think would be cool?
Oh, I know. Stapleton, because you both don't want to talk and you don't want to go anywhere. You just want to be recluses.
That's true.
Y'all just hang out.
Yeah.
Don't say a word.
That's true.
It'd be the perfect relationship.
It is. Well, in a way, because, like, Mike and I can hang out and we don't have to talk. Mike and I have lived together twice. If you count us living in California together, while we were staying there for a few months, he lived with me when he first moved here. We fly everywhere together. We don't have to talk. We are an old married couple. But we also just don't talk that much if we're not working. But like Jake, for example, who I am very close with, he talks. He's has a lot to say. And I don't have to say anything. It's awesome. So we can go to dinner. Jake's funny and magnetic even. And he's got great stories. And there's no competition because I don't care. I just want to sit back, not have to say anything. I spend my whole life saying crap. So it works both ways. Who would I, from the past, though, maybe? Ooh, George Jones?
Ooh. No, dude, he went hard.
He went
Johnny
hard.
Cash, it went hard.
All those guys went hard.
Yeah, they did.
Went really hard. All right. Ray, I like that, though, Ray. That's a good one. We have Jake on the Bobbycast. He's going to come over today, right? We're recording it for maybe next week or the week after? Okay. All right. I think that's it. Mark this off. You know what we're watching right now? I know we talked about that earlier too, but I don't want to review it till it's over, but it has this shot to be one of my favorite Netflix shows ever.
Oh.
And we started it like months ago, watched one episode, then we quit because I don't know what happened. And we jumped back into it and it's German. It's called
In German?
Yeah.
It's called In German? It's called,
no. It's German.
The language.
It's called Dark. It's subtitles, and we put the English language on too, where it looks like they're like talking, but their lips don't match. But it's like those shows hey, Mike, what the Korean movie?
Squid Game.
Parasite. Oh. Both. Parasite, the movie, Squid Games. I was like, I can't watch something that's not in English. I don't want to watch any sort of subtitles, but they were both so good that even before I watched Dark, I was like, I don't want to watch anything in subtitles. And an episode and a half in, I'm like, this is the greatest show I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think we miss out on really good movies because they're in different languages.
Dark has a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I know.
Hey, so no premise? Can you give a premise?
Yeah, I can read you the premise on the site. When two children go missing in a small German town, its sinful past is exposed along with the double lives and fractured relationships that exist among four families as they search for the kids. The mystery drama series introduces an intricate puzzle filled with twists that include a web of curious characters, all of whom have a connection to the town's troubled history.
Let's go. Sounds good.
We also finished Tulsa King. It's been a while if we finished that.
Is that with Sylvester Stallone? Is it any good?
Mm-hmm. It's really good. It takes a second because the beginning, it feels a little corny at first because, it's Sylvester Stallone. You know, he's a mobster. You know, he's been in jail for like 25 years because he wouldn't rat on the mob. And he finally gets out and the mob's gotten a lot older and they like send him down to Tulsa because they don't want him up there. And so he has to go down to Tulsa and start a new mob down in Tulsa. And then it's what happens there. And they're only 30-minute episodes. We didn't know we were watching the finale, though. This has been a while ago now, a week or so. We didn't know we were watching the finale. And the episode ended, and we were like, wow, that is a dramatic ending for that episode. Let's see what's up next on the next one. And we're like, oh, that was the finale. Yeah. We're like, dang it, we wanted to experience, because we'll put our phones away for a finale.
You've done this before, haven't you?
What? Yeah.
Didn't you do that with another show, too?
Yeah. I don't like to look ahead. I know. I don't like to look ahead because I don't want to see even what the episodes are titled or the people on the square because what if I think they may have died or something?
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
So I try to avoid the spoilers. So, yeah. But Tulsa King's good. 90% audience score on Tulsa King. It's on Paramount Plus. That's our thing. We'll watch a show a night. We try to set aside an hour, watch a show. Unless we really get into it, then like a Sunday afternoon, we'll binge 3 or 4 episodes if I'm not gone. So that's it. Thank you. New Bobbycast up today. Check it out. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.